up next here on the WEOL Morning Show. Yeah, the fine folks from the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. It is National Health Center Week, and they join us to talk about what they're doing in regards to that, as also how they've been keeping busy. You guys have been busy, right, Stephanie?
Good morning. Yes, we have been incredibly busy with COVID and in some cases just getting back to normal, focusing on good old-fashioned primary care, good old-fashioned medical and dental care for everyone. But yes, we are extremely busy at Lorain County Health and Dentistry, expanding our services and seeing lots of patients.
Stephanie Wiersma on the line this morning. Stephanie, we caught up at the pop-up COVID testing site here in Elyria a couple weeks back. Take us through that process and how it worked out for you in the city of Elyria.
Yes, thank you, Craig. We did. We hosted a community-wide COVID testing event partnering with the Ohio National Guard and the city of Elyria, the officials, Mayor Whitfield and his team. We held the event at the City Hall parking lot back one Friday in June, and the event was a tremendous success. So a community-wide event is a free testing event, and it's first come, first serve. So we were extremely busy, and I think we did about 697 tests that day. Actually, it's not about, that's the exact number. 697 tests, specimens were collected, and of those, 8 were positive, and the health district in Lorain County did their fine work in contact tracing those individuals.
Did you get any kind of feedback from the people who took the test, their concerns about why they actually took it in the first place?
Yes, thank you. We did. We got a whole lot of questions and concerns and comments and a lot of gratitude, frankly. People are anxious about COVID. They're worried that they could be sick without knowing it because there are asymptomatic carriers, or they wanted to visit grandchildren locally, for example, or return to work and need a negative test result. And so we are a provider of COVID tests even for people without symptoms. And you don't have to be an emergency first responder or an ICU nurse to qualify for the test. And that is historically how testing has been done in Lorain County up until that community-wide testing event in June. And so, yes, we had a lot of grateful people and folks just telling us our stories. We had to turn people away. We had 700 test kits available that June day. The guard had to return to Columbus with all of the specimens that evening or that afternoon. And so we were able to accommodate those that we couldn't serve that day the following week at our 1205 Broadway site, where we do COVID testing by appointment. So not a mass event, but by appointment. So we could accommodate those folks that were still in line, unfortunately, that day, and we couldn't serve.
I receive notifications most every day about these pop-up sites across the state. Are there any more planned for Lorain County that you know of?
Yes, there are. We're just now putting some details together for a community-wide pop-up testing event later in August in Lorain, working with the Mayor Bradley in Lorain and his team, and also the Ohio National Guard. I can't give you the details right now. Those are still in the planning stages, but it will be this month in August in Lorain. I also have heard that there may be an event in Avon Lake also this month, but we're not participating in that event, and so I don't have the details for that.
You mentioned August. This is National Health Center Week, as Bruce mentioned early on. What does that mean to Lorain County Health and Dentistry?
Well, we think our community health center is a pretty special resource in our county, in our community. And once a year, every August, we celebrate for a week, actually across the country, all 1,400 community health center organizations find a way to celebrate and shine the spotlight on their services locally for all the good work and the good services that they provide. And so this year's theme is lighting the way for healthier communities, and certainly Lorain County Health and Dentistry lights the way for. Last year we had over 15,000 unduplicated patients in 51,000 medical and dental visits. So as I like to say, that's 51,000 opportunities we had last year to take good care of someone and help them to be healthier. And so we do a little fun week internally. Rebecca will tell you a little bit about Spirit Week.
Good morning, Craig. So it's a little bit different this year, as you can imagine. We don't have outreach events to do health screenings, but we are still engaging with the community and also with our staff. And today is Talk About Teamwork Tuesday. So you can't see us. I know when we were with you last year, you supported us through wearing our LCH&D green T-shirts. So today we're just trying to focus on teamwork and the importance of what we do collectively for the community. And if you're interested in supporting us the rest of the week, or maybe any of your listeners, we have Western Wednesday is tomorrow, and then our green T-shirt for Thursday, and then Friday's Fancy Friday, so you could wear a bow tie if you'd like on the radio. But I really would like to share that during this week, too, we do have some events that are going on close to our other sites for your listeners. We have sites in Lorain. We also have sites in Elyria, as well as in Oberlin, and we will be doing a back-to-school book bag drive in Oberlin on Thursday. So we're excited about that. And also, when you were talking about testing, we are going to be doing by appointment only testing tomorrow right in your neighborhood over in the City of Elyria parking lot at 131 Court Street. And so if anyone is interested in scheduling for that, they could reach us. We have a phone number, 440-240-1655. And they could reach out to us. And again, this is by appointment only, so there's no confusion about that previous pop-up conversation. So they would need to call to schedule for either here at our Broadway site in Lorain or at the Elyria site in the parking lot at 131 Court Street. And again, that number is 440-240-1655.
Rebecca Shaw, Stephanie Wiersma with us today from Lorain County Health and Dentistry. In trading emails, there's a mention here of we're building a new site in Elyria. What's that all about?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that is so exciting. Thank you for asking. So we will break ground in a matter of weeks at our new community health center site to be located at 801 Middle Avenue in Elyria, just south of the high school. This will be a comprehensive community health center. It will offer medical care for all ages, prenatal care, as well as a six-operatory dental clinic and an eye clinic. And those are services we don't offer in Elyria right now. So we are really excited about the new community health center that will open for business in June of 21.
Does that impact or change your other operations in Elyria?
Yes, it will. We will relocate from our East River location, which right now provides medical services and OB services only, no dental there, and we will relocate and move to the 801 Middle Avenue site. Our services at Loudoun Court and Wilkes-Villa will continue just as they always have.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning, Rebecca Shaw, and also Stephanie Wiersma joining us from the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. You can go to lorainhealth-dentistry.org or look them up on Facebook as well. Do either of you have a favorite mask that you've adopted to wear during this time?
Well, let's talk about Teamwork Tuesday. So my mask has tacos and enchiladas on it, so I'm feeling pretty good about that.
You should probably launder it by now, I would think. Oh, I see. It's pictures. Pictures of tacos and enchiladas. Now, I see. Yes, I've seen a lot of that's great. Well, that's people are having sort of fun with this, and I guess that's the next, after the acceptance of it, sort of enjoying it and understand the importance of wearing the masks and all that social distancing that we've been talking about and washing the hands as well.
So. Yep, the safety protocols are so important. We say Lorain County Health and Dentistry is safe care and a safe place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We appreciate your time, ladies. Thanks for sharing the good news with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.